Welcome to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. In September, the disappearance of 43 student teachers in the Mexican state of Guerrero brought up one of the biggest open secrets in Mexico, government collusion with the cartels. Since then, protests have erupted all over Mexico, and now here in the U.S. as well, on campuses and in the streets, blowing a taboo topic wide open. Baja California, the Mexican state just south of California, is usually removed from political uprisings. But inspired by the students' disappearances, people are speaking out and acknowledging problems in their own area of Mexico. Brooke Binkowski reports.
Mexicans were shocked when police in Guerrero State arrested 43 student teachers from the town of Ayotzinapa and reportedly handed them over to a local cartel. The shock became rage when the police said they were acting on the orders of a local mayor. Search parties have discovered more than a dozen mass graves in the area, but not the students. Their disappearances triggered waves of protests, including here in Baja California. Tony Rojas is one of thousands of people who have been marching on the streets in Tijuana, Baja's largest city.
We're protesting against Mexican government's politics, which in this case was the kidnap of 43 students that were studying to be professors. We're asking for the government to present the 43 people that they took and present them alive and well.
Rojas and the others are demonstrating not only to show support for the Guerrero students, they're also demanding more transparency from the federal government and drawing attention to Baja's own record of human rights abuses. These demonstrations aren't the norm here. Baja California is geographically and historically set apart from the rest of Mexico. It doesn't have much tradition of political activism. But Baja citizens have become so frustrated by the government's lack of response to violent crime and disappearances that they finally started taking matters into their own hands.
My son is with God in this moment, and he knows about me, and I know about him.
Fernando Osegueda is sitting by his tent outside Tijuana's government building, the Palacio Municipal. Across from him, sheets and handkerchiefs embroidered with the names of vanished or murdered people flutter in the Santa Ana winds. Green thread for the disappeared. Red thread for the murdered. Osegueda's been camped out here for days representing his group, waiting for the state's new governor to speak to him.
We have a meeting with my people, 250 people, and they together take decision to come to the display, the city hall, to put the pressure on the government to try to find the missing person.
Osegueda's group is called the Association for the Disappeared People in Baja California. He founded it after gunmen raided his home and took his son. He says the police refused to help and gave his family their typical excuse.
The government said, we tried to find, but your family maybe is involved in the criminal organization. Is it, well, it's not a reason to try to find the people.
According to the Mexican government's own numbers, between 11 and 1,200 people are officially missing in Baja California. Osegueda's efforts have pressured the government into finding the remains of some missing people and at least one mass grave in Tijuana. Activists say the problem has gotten worse in recent years, partly because of U.S. involvement in the fight against organized crime in Mexico.
This is an imposition by the United States, and Mexico is part of its focus.
That's Raul Ramirez Baena. He's director of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights of Northeast Baja California in Mexicali, the state capital. Since 2008, under a plan called the Merida Initiative, the U.S. appropriated more than $2 billion to Mexico for police and military training to combat crime. The program is also supposed to strengthen respect for human rights. But critics like Ramirez Baena say it's actually had the opposite effect.
Forma parte de toda esta política antidrogas bajo un concepto militar.
The plan takes a military approach to the war on drugs, he says. It's pushed things to a point where there's now a crisis of impunity in Mexico. Ramirez Baena says the military in Baja California has tried to crack down on drug cartels by violating human rights, foregoing the presumption of innocence and using beatings and torture to extract confessions, whether or not the suspects are guilty. The government is well acquainted with these charges, as well as the concerns about disappearances. It offers a boilerplate response to the protests. Spokesman Teodoro Barraza.
The Association for the Disappeared did a sit-in here at the government seat last week. We spoke with them, and they brought a list of points that they agreed should be taken so that we could follow up on those disappeared people.
Afterwards, Barraza jokes in English about what he just said.
Mostly
lies. Recently, the Mexican government created a database storing the genetic information of missing women and children. It took 7 years. Protester Fernando Osegueda says he's not sure how much real change is possible, but he would like to see a new Mexico.
I like it. That. It's a good idea. I prefer that and start again for the future, for my family, for my parents, for my brother, for my sister, and for my neighborhood, whatever. I like it.
It's too late for Osegueda's son, but the aftermath of the missing students in Guerrero has given people like Osegueda the courage to step out of the shadows. That has already changed Mexico's narrative. For Latino USA, I'm Brooke Binkowski in Tijuana, Mexico.